Okay. Call our meeting to order. We've got some administrative, or I do, and then we'll have our executive. Is Bob coming?
Yeah, he's the contractor. It was a typo, so he's...
One real easy one, I hope, is you're right, we're spending a couple of bucks a week or every other week for a mat over at Planning, Zoning, and Sewer.
Yeah.
We got two scrap pieces of carpet that look terrible.
Since Haas or whatever?
And yeah, I think it's another
that
company.
That makes sense. We're in, just an admin right now, so.
I had emailed you and Danny of a request from Bill Young.
You've got the, and it's on his list. He's reviewing the stuff.
Okay. They've got a deadline today. They were hoping to get a letter from us, but.
I didn't see that. I saw an email. I saw it. I didn't see the deadline. I apologize.
Well, the problem is it's not, I mean, we want to do whatever we can for Bill, but is it something we want to do anyway? I mean, make a commitment before a vacation of a road is a quasi-judicial action. Okay, you act as a judicial board in deciding whether something should be vacated or not.
Right.
There's a hearing and people come in and maybe nobody comes in. That's usually the case. Well, to write a letter saying you're predisposed and you're going to find this way is kind of problematic.
I understand that. That makes sense. The request, though, is not asking us, if I understand right, to vacate the road, but to turn the responsibility over to the city of Branson since one side is already annexed. And the other side is in the process.
Oh, so just basically saying that we're open to Branson taking over the road?
I think any time there's a situation where Branson wants to take over a road, we're all for it, I would imagine, as long as they're going to do a good job taking care of it.
If that's would you look at that? If that's the case, we can table this administration, go back into it, and just authorize the signature. If that's all it is, that. I didn't
My understanding was more of a vacate issue, and I have kind of a problem with that. But
annexation issue, that's what I thought it was.
I talked to Brad Hoffman, I believe it is, that worked with Bill, and he was going to try to get a hold of you. That was half an hour ago to clarify what they're doing.
I haven't been in my office since 8:30.
Okay.
I've been wandering around on other matters.
Yeah.
Okay. The other administrative I had was I noticed we have abatements from 12:30 to 12:45 on Monday, and I was just curious why we was that a benefit to folks in scheduling to schedule it on the noon hour?
Let me see here because I think there was something else. Hold on. I have to leave by no. I don't have it on my agenda. Is that Monday?
I think so.
I don't show it on my calendar here.
You know what?
Maybe I've...
No, but I remember seeing it come across, but...
I was in a meeting and did ignore a call from one source. It might have been that Brad Hoffman. I can call him back if you want.
Well, it... We can...
Here, I don't know the answer to that, Chuck.
Here it is. It shows on my calendar, Monday, 12:30, Personal Property Abatements Commission hearing room. Which is, it's no problem with me. I was just curious of why we were scheduling it on the noon hour, and was that a benefit to some of our two citizen BOE members, or why we did that?
Well, all I know is I have to leave by 2 o'clock, and I think they may have just pushed the lunch back is what they may have done.
Yeah, I've got to leave by 1 o'clock or so myself. So
maybe that's what it was.
Okay. Just trying to be respectful and courteous to our two citizens.
Well, we can just have Nikki and Cindy talk and see if that time doesn't work, we can get a better time. That's not ideal.
Very good.
One administration thing is... We last year mowed the grass around the new historical building. Mm-hmm. Have you heard from them at all? Do they want us to mow their facility like we did last year? It's a, we're out there anyway. What do you want to do?
I haven't heard anything. No, I haven't talked to them.
makes sense to me to do it. I mean, it's just not a 5-minute deal.
Yeah, and we're Mosher. So if you're fine with it, I'm fine with them, and I'll let Mike and Glenn know because they're mowing today. So
okay.
They had asked me in the hallway. So
okay.
Oh, if you're under administrative, can I bring?
Yes.
You get some written information yesterday regarding a.
We all did.
Spike. On a triangular parking lot.
Yeah. Someone came in and actually had a complaint about a nail over in the parking lot. And I walked over there with it. Couldn't find the spike or anything.
Behind Panay's buildings on that triangular piece that we purchased from Stork.
And we paved it, the paved area.
Okay. And she said something about a spike or something that people drive over, and it's surprising they haven't had a flat. She talked about weed eating toward the grass instead of out into the road or something.
Well, that was the compliment. She said they're doing that now. But what I'm saying is if you see the lady came in and I talked to her, but if you see a nail over there, I walked over there with Glenn and Mike this morning, and we couldn't find it. So I'm going to have to contact her. But if you see a nail or a spike, she said there's a nail or a spike about 3/4 inch to an inch above the asphalt, the new asphalt, sticking up. So that was the complaint. And there was a complaint about a process that Road and Bridge did, and so I've got to get with Frank on that. So.
And one other matter, I had Don Earhart say to me more than once, and then he asked if I'd done anything yet, so I want to bring it to your attention. They have sales of property at the courthouse door on occasion, usually at 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he complained that sometimes they have them over across from Road and Bridge, but usually they have them out here facing the barbershop and mm-hmm. Panay's buildings.
Well, I guess that's the east building, east door?
Well, it's the north door, but in Taney County, if you look at the book on, there's a Bible on foreclosures, and it lists every county and which door they do the sales at. In Taney County, it's called the traditional north door. Well, neither of those doors are the north door. The north is kind of the corner of the building, faces north. So sometimes maybe they use the wrong door. What Don Earhart wanted was some sort of sign or something signifying that this is the door where they hold the sales. And I said, well, I was just brainstorming. I said, maybe a little plaque or something that says traditional north door or something. But, you know, it's up to you. I wanted to raise the issue with you because he brought it up. So,
what do you think about that? I hadn't thought about that. But we could put a sign above the door that says, in quotation, traditional north door.
Yeah. I was thinking, you know.
Be all right with me.
Okay.
Well, sounds like a...
It can be something small, you know.
It may be in paper.
No. Don was making a serious suggestion,
okay.
So I told him that I would raise the issue.
Gotcha.
I got since we're still in administrative, uh-huh. I got a couple of notes from Nikki, I think, on suggestion box. I forget what one of them, but one of them was the paper recycling.
Uh-huh.
I'd like us to visit about that. I've been doing that personally myself, just taking it out, but at one time we did. I assume that we're not doing that now. Do you know?
I don't know. I don't know if we're doing it or not doing it. I know that Tantone just got a shredder truck that's going to start doing routes.
That's just on cardboard, or is that on
paper?
They're going to shred the paper and then recycle the paper.
Okay.
So a grant that they got for
$85,000. I think Tim told me who's that. So they got the only shredding truck in this area.
Okay.
But I don't know if we have in the past. I don't know.
We have back before your day.
Yeah.
And I think it kind of.
We used to do. We used to have a separate container for the paper.
Well, maybe we need. Let's revisit that because
I thought that was a good suggestion. What I look at, and I don't remember what the other one was that she got out of the box out there. I guess, but we can talk about that.
I remember. Okay. Motion to go into executive for
second.
Personnel.
And this is an emergency 24-hour. I saw on the agenda.
Yes, it needs to be dealt with immediately.
Okay. All in favor.